you have.
They have
staves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they used to use little gourds and that in there. I've seen them used and.
Now, an old hen goes after get on the nest, because there, and after they got the egg in, that's the one she's going to get on.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be why they would put those in there. Yeah. They left the egg, that if you leave, you might leave too long and bring one in. You couldn't pick up maybe one leaf today and pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they got to get by in them there China. Glass eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Look like eggs, that's white, and then these gourds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, if an old hen goes somewhere, she looks for an egg.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I wondered what they did. Well, what would you call them? Something to put flowers in, like if you planted some flowers and then you brought them in the house for the winter, what would you
call them? They call them vases, didn't they? Didn't they call them vases?
Yeah. Cut flowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the ones if you planted them and kept them in your house? You'd call that, put that in a...
Well, I've got mine in coffee cans.
Yeah. All kinds of things.
Yeah. And I've got some, they make these here clay pots now.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some in there. And then, oh, I used to could have good luck with house flowers, but I don't have much luck with them down here.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew some of the prettiest elephant's ears this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty one.
Mm-hmm. Had two out there, they was higher in my head.
Really?
Ethel said she never did see it. Elephant's ears, bees in bums that.
Yeah.
Well, I never did either before.
Like, now, would they use this lye soap to wash the dishes?
Yeah, some did. They did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They used it, yeah. Very often it's used to wash dishes with.
Well, now, what would they call the cloth or something that they'd use when they were washing the dishes?
Dish rag.
And what about the cloth that they used to dry them?
Drying rag.
And what about a cloth to wash your face with? What would they call that?
A wash rag, I reckon.
They're made out of old underwear and old sheets.
So they really were rags,
yeah,
weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
That's an elephant there, bub.
Oh, you don't mean it.
Mm-hmm. I've got two of them.
God, that is gigantic.
Looks like a turnip.
It wasn't no bigger than that when I put it out last spring. If it grows next year,
what you do with it? It might take over the house. It'll be bigger than the house. Well, that's funny.
I got two of them.
That's really big. Well, like after you would, what did they use for like taking a bath? I mean, how would they?
Go to the branch and get your cool. And around the house, they use a tub. That's
right. They'd have a tub, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What would you dry yourself off with?
With just an ordinary towel or something like that.
Dirty shirt or...
of course, in those days, there wasn't any running water.
No running water. And it was at the house, they used a tub. That's brought up out of the well or a cistern where it had. And us boys did. We went to the creek. That's,
that's
what we done. We went to the creek. And...
Well, like the sinks and things that they have nowadays, what do you call that pipe where the water comes out of it, out into the sink?
Drain.
No.
And then, if you were washing your hands, you'd put your hands under the...
That's the hydrant.
Hydrant, that.
Oh, the hydrant.
Oh, that's...
We got one right out there.
Yeah, in the yard out there.
In the yard.
Yeah.
And what about in the house? What do you call it? Do you call it the hydrant in the house?
No. Yeah.